Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Next question. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Victoria Nieve Criado. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards her?
I do not know who that is.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, somewhat, or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat favorable. No, very favorable.
Thank you so much. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Jasmine Simon?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who that is. Okay, I probably
no
should, but doesn't ring a bell. Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. What about Joe Biden?
Did you say Joe or Jill?
No, Joe.
Both. Dr. Biden?
The president.
The president. The president's what? Oh, Joe Biden. Very favorable. Extremely
very
favorable.
Thank you so much. What about Ron Kirk?
Favorable. Very favorable. Yeah, I like Ron. Yeah. Very, very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Favorable.
Somewhat? Or?
What was my choices? Somewhat? What's above somewhat?
Okay, thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about
the most favorable? The most favorable. Oh, one moment. Let's pause for a second. Go over my choices again. It's most favorable, very. What are the choices?
The choices are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Okay, very favorable.
Okay. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, my God. What district is that? Is that 115?
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to give you more information. I have to read verbatim.
Okay. I said Ginsburg was unfavorable or the other one. Somewhat. Who would I vote for? Ginsburg. I recognize at least the Ginsburg name. Simon, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important for you? Guns, voting rights, education, abortion, or local control?
I'm to choose one of those?
Yeah, one as top priority or most
abortion.
Important.
Abortion.
Abortion. Okay. If you had to choose a second one, it will be either guns, voting rights, education, or local control.
Well, we know nothing's going to happen with guns, so let's go with voting rights.
Voting rights.
We are talking Texas, aren't we? We are talking Texas, right?
Okay. Yes, we are. Texas. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independent and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Oh, that's a hard choice. Let's go with one, the first one.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't impact your opinion. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Yeah.
Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or it doesn't make no impact?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
I'm thinking. Keep big government out of local. Nah, it ain't going to affect me one way or the other. But no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What about Jasmine Simon? Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or it has no impact.
It has no impact. Most legislators are big lawyers.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Well, if it's true, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon
is a
business. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I was going to say, this is obviously, unless we talk about somebody else, this is a Jasmine Simon poll.
Oh, actually, it's not.
That's good. Let's go.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Same option.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. It has to be either definitely, probably, or no impact.
Oh, probably.
Okay, thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Definitely.
Same option. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
No, I always forget what options I had. There's no impact.
No, it's definitely, probably, and no impact.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
No impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will
care.
Work.
I got a cat she can come get.
Thank you so much. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
It ain't going to happen. No impact.
Okay. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
I live there, so it's definitely no impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely.
Thank you. Next. Liz, which is Elizabeth, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it has no impact for you, or it doesn't matter to you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you.
Let's. I want to understand for a second. I'm supposed to assume that the statements that are being made are true, or I'm just hearing them.
No, you're hearing them. You know, political propaganda nowadays, they publish.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. Okay. I can't remember my choices.
Definitely vote against, probably. Let me repeat your choices. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there's no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today.
It's a good argument.
Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Oh, God, if it's true, of course not. But, I mean... Paxton's a piece of shit. No impact.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
No impact.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, They need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
No impact.
Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Oh, I know you want me to say Simon. I really don't care about either one of them. Ginsburg.
Okay, thank you so much. Lastly, having heard all of this information and this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement.
Women's rights. Right for an abortion. Right, the right to not have the government tell them what to do with their body.
Okay.
Most important thing out there in Texas.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat the first choice you made. You said women's rights, correct?
Women's rights for abortions. For women's rights for their own reproductive freedom.
Rights. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. Because women's rights is all kinds of stuff. But we're talking about what's going on in the state of stopping women from having
kids.
Well, you know, abortions. Even just being able to go to Planned Parenthood and have whatever. Just it's all of that. Not just women's rights, like equal rights.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school? 11, 12th grade, 12 plus, college, graduate degree?
Graduate school, graduate degree.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you consider yourself African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I really want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.